Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome to podcast episode number 6. Today's topic is one that I particularly enjoy, consignment shopping. Clothing is one of the largest spending temptations that we have. The desire to look your best for a special occasion or while at work or school is natural. However, there are many ways to maintain a stylish and up-to-date wardrobe while still being conscious of your monthly budget. Start by doing an inventory of your closets. Consider any upcoming events that you may have scheduled and make a list of clothing needs. Discard any clothes that you do not wear or that may no longer fit. Instead of packing away your old clothes in the attic and heading to the mall to buy new items, consider selling your unwanted items as well as dressing up your wardrobe at local consignment shops. If you are considering either selling or buying at a consignment shop, let's talk about some tips that could either make you or save you some extra dollars. First, if you're interested in becoming a consigner, we need to discuss the difference between resale and consignment shops. Typically, a resale shop buys your clothes up front. You can take the items in that you want to sell, the shop selects the items that they want to keep, and they pay you immediately. An example of a nationwide resale shop chain is Once Upon a Child. A consignment shop pays you a percentage of the selling price of your item only after it is sold. Typically, you will earn more by being a consigner as opposed to selling at a resale shop, but you do have to wait longer for your money. Both resale and consignment shops usually offer what's called a seller's premium, meaning that they will pay you more if you are willing to accept store credit as opposed to cash. Prior to taking your clothes into some place to sell, you want to visit local resale and consignment shops. Find stores with items similar to the ones that you are looking to sell. Secondhand shops will often target specific clientele. So instead of a shop offering all types of clothing for all age groups, a shop may sell only children's clothing or only women's professional wear. Finding the store or stores that have clothes similar in both style and brand will help you earn the most money. Once you have identified the stores that match your style, find out their consignor policies. Different stores will have different policies. Some stores will only accept specific name brand items or items that are no more than 2 years old. Generally, items must be in new, light new, or gently worn condition. Items should be free of stains and holes and freshly laundered. Some stores require you to bring items in on hangers, while others prefer to hang the items themselves. Some stores only accept seasonal clothing during specific time periods, but other stores accept all seasons all year. Knowing a store's policy beforehand will save you time and effort. Stores will often reject items that do not fit their policies. Be certain to ask questions of the store. How can I access my account? When and how do I get paid? What happens if my clothing do not sell? When are items marked down? Most consignment stores will provide you with a consignor number that you can use to check your account by either calling the store or accessing the information online. If the store offers the option of an online account, this is a great way to check your inventory, monitor which items have sold, and view your balance. After you have identified the best store for your items and you know that store's policy, you want to prepare your items prior to taking them into the store. You definitely want to think like a buyer. Is this something that you would buy? If you are consigning clothes, you want someone else to purchase your items. Therefore, carefully review each piece of clothing, checking the garment for stains, missing buttons, broken zippers, and so forth. Also, most stores will not press your clothing for you. Therefore, bring your clothes in freshly ironed. Resale and consignment shops can be a great place to be a savvy seller. They can also be great places to be a bargain hunter. Resale, consignment, and thrift shopping can often be a way to find like new clothing for bargain prices. Typically, secondhand shops price items between 25 to 75% off of new retail cost. So a dress, which may have cost $100, might be priced for $25. During end-of-season sales, prices may be discounted even more. Explore the secondhand shops in your area. Finding the stores that offer items with the brands, styles, and sizes that fit your taste and needs. Sign up for the store mailers and social media to get updates about sales or special items coming to the store. Remember, you are buying secondhand, so be a picky shopper. At resale and consignment shops, the store employees have normally looked over the items prior to accepting them, but you definitely need to verify that the items are in good condition. No stains, tears, missing buttons, broken zippers, holes in the pockets, and so forth. Also, check the sizing carefully. Items that have been washed and dried may have shrunk. Be certain the clothes that you are buying will fit. Buying and selling consignment shops can be a fun way to earn a little extra cash and a great way to save big on items that you need. Please listen for our next podcast, where we are going to discuss setting financial priorities.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.